So now.
Radio 1.
Wake up with Miles.
Oh. Go home with Coxie. Oh.
This is Radio 1.
The fight, those nights, I tried to make me stronger.
That's Jamelia and Love Inc. before that. And good afternoon. This is me and him. It's 6 minutes past
one.
Happy Friday. It's Mark and Love with you until 3 o'clock.
Hi.
Here until the end of March.
Yes.
And thereafter, Noddy. It'll be Colin and Edith. Right.
Mm.
But it is a letter. We'll start with a letter today from Dan Ward of Cheltenham, Gloucestershire.
Yeah.
It's actually from today's Daily Mirror.
And I'd like to thank Pierre Perron for highlighting
right,
this.
Right, okay.
Us, yes.
It's on page 46 of the Daily Mirror. See, I always knew us leaving would be big news.
Yeah.
Page 46 of the Daily Mirror.
Paparazzi.
It doesn't get much bigger than that.
No.
Well, it gets 45 bigger than that.
Yeah,
but and there's a picture of us there. Bizarre picture. Well, I've made it more bizarre. I've put little Elton John sort of brown wigs on us.
Yeah, good.
And strangely, where I look about a foot taller than you.
Yeah, something's happened there in the photographic process.
I look like Martin Johnson.
You do.
But anyway, but way off the mark is
yeah,
the headline
for
this.
You can see where this is going, can't you? What's happening? Why are the lads going? Don't go!
Hooray! Mark and Lard are finally going to hang up their headphones and put Radio 1 listeners out of their misery. Listening to the one-trick ponies of radio has been pure hell. I missed the joke years ago. That's if there ever was one in the first place.
Hear, hear!
God knows, Dan, we've got plenty of sympathy with that.
Yep, yep, you know? Yep.
And also, we do this because in the interests of balance.
Absolutely.
You see, Alistair Campbell? It's all fair and above board.
Yes.
Oh, ye of little faith, you know. Right, okay then. We'll get on with today's programme very quickly. But firstly, we've got to do some bad album titles.
Look forward to it, mate.
All right, here we go. It might be the last one, this. I don't know. It depends whether they keep coming in or not.
No,
I don't know.
I'm sure they will.
All right. Today's bad album titles going into the pile over here, which is growing for no particular reason.
Absolutely.
That we know of. But
as
anyway,
expected.
Okay, right. David Allsop has been on first. Doobie Brothers. What were once vices are now habits.
That's in.
Talking Heads. More songs about buildings and food.
You're having a laugh, aren't
you? Well, you see, sometimes you've got to extract how much you love the record from the basic kind of awfulness of the title.
I think he's intelligentsia. It's David Byrne. I think he's... I'm with it on that one. I like it.
The House Martins. Now, that's what I call quite good.
Bit twee, innit?
Well,
I
think
like,
at the time, I thought that was all right.
You can let that go. All right.
You're the judge.
Yeah. No, all right. Yeah, go with that.
Ian Dury, New Boots and Panties. See, just take away the love of Ian Dury and the record and think if you came cold to an album called New Boots and Panties... Are you having it or not? I mean, it's all right. I'm not trying to influence you. I'm just saying sometimes sacred cows have to be slaughtered.
New boots and panties. No, leave him.
All right,
leave
then.
Him.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, Big Greg. Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch. If music be the food of love, prepare for indigestion.
Yes. Made us laugh, though.
Ocean Colour Scene.
That's in. What, the eponymous album?
B-sides, C-sides and free rides.
Oh!
Who would buy an Ocean Colour Scene B-sides album?
Foxy Fowler.
I mean, you wouldn't buy an Ocean Colour Scene's A-sides album, would you?
No!
Anyway, they go. Crash Test Dummies. God Shuffles His Feet.
Yeah, put that in.
Right, okay. Tim Crimson has been on, nominating King Crimson.
Ah.
See, he says, many to choose from, but what about Lark's Tongues in Aspic?
Robert Fripp. Can't have Robert Fripp in there, no.
No, you're going the wrong way here.
No.
You're going the wrong way.
Well, all right, Lark's Tongue in Aspic. No, it's a really good title. I don't think you should
know. Okay, Black Eyed Peas, Elefunk.
It's all right.
Okay, then, that's from John, crossing himself in Scunthorpe. Now, here you go. See, Trout Mask Replica. Trout Mask Replica.
I'll duck out of this one. You can be the judge of this.
From Kevin in St. Ives in Cornwall, Captain Beefheart, right?
No, I think with the cover and everything, I think it's great. So I probably am a little bit jaundiced on this one.
I think it's kind of a poor title, but I think it just has a ring about it, Trout Mask Replica. I don't know.
It's from the world of nonsense of Beefheart.
I'm prepared to let it go.
Good.
I'm prepared
Thank
to
you.
Let it go.
I owe you one.
Jim Aitkins, you know, with Fairport Convention. Unhalfbricking.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Unhalfbricking. Ellie in Stratford-upon-Avon, Sparkle Horse, Viva Dixie Submarine Transmission Plot, all one word.
It's like a Fall album title, isn't it? I mean, is it trying too hard? Yeah, put it in.
Right, OK. Now then, quite a few from Simon Tyres in Leicester. Squeeze, Cozy Fan, Tutti Frutti.
Oh, yeah.
See, Unforgivable plays on words are bad album titles,
yes,
aren't
that's
they?
In.
Simply Red,
Well,
his hand hovers over the belt.
Go on.
Love and the Russian Winter.
Yes. You would credit that with Sting, wouldn't you?
Well, I was going to say, Sting must have been kicking himself when that came out. Alanis Morissette, supposed former infatuation junkie.
Yeah, that's in.
Public Image, album.
No, that's good.
Okay, sanitizing.
And Lee, he did pretty well.
He did pretty well, yeah. Lee, gutted, but soldiering on in Derbyshire. I think this should be in because I always thought it was a dire title.
Well, I'm not going to like this, am I?
Well, Pete Townsend. Yeah, well,
all right, okay.
Pete Townsend. All the best cowboys have Chinese eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, what's that about?
What is that about?
Hey?
What is that
Pete?
About? Right. And REO Speedwagon, the Earth, a small man, his dog, and a chicken.
Oh, dear. Yes, of course.
There you go.
Without saying.
There's today's bad album titles. We can leave it there, it being a Friday.
Well, we'll see.
But if they pour in again on Monday, we will feel duty-bound to read some of them out.
We will.
There you go. Unhalfbricking.
No.
Unhalfbricking.
Unforgivable.
What's that about? Okay, right. I mean, it's just like, bad album titles are unforgivable because it's just like, this is your life's work. You've sweat and toiled over it.
And they've thought about it for a long while, obviously.
Yeah. No one ever knowingly puts out a bad album, do they, really? You know, there's like at least in the olden days, 8-10 songs, now more like 14-15. You must be proud of it.
Yeah.
And think, you know, we've sweated blood over this. This is our life's work.
How are we going to present this to the public?
And then you said, what should we call it then? Unhalfbricking.
No.
No.
No, you don't.
I just seems hard to think, doesn't
Chris
it?
Chris is struggling with this one because he likes it.
He likes the album. He likes the album. I know he does.
Yeah, he knows why it's called that. So
why is it called that then?
This is a good new feature. Chris explains album titles to you and nobody else can hear.
Yeah. But well, that's quite an interesting story, but still no excuse.
Right, good.
It's a good feature, you're right.
Yes.
Yes, all right. Okay, then, fairly do's. Right, now what are we doing? We're doing Great Moments in Pop. We are doing Mystery Man. If you want to call Chloe, give her a ring on 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Lard's Animal Sanctuary.
Hi.
Last edition of True or Bluff today.
Oh, yes.
We've got some, I think we're going to do some film archives on Monday.
Yes, I believe
so.
Yes.
You know, we're going to more about that later, or possibly not. Chart forecast, of course, before the end of the show, and the odd good tune. This is our record of the week from Kraftwerk. And Astington's been on, said, can you do, are we having a drink then in the style of your choosing on Friday for my mate Daffid Lewis in Carmarthenshire, who's celebrating his 18th today? That's our record of the week from Kraftwerk. Aerodynamic. Aerodynamic. Aerodynamic.
Speedwagon.
Whichever you like. But well, not Aerodynamic.
No,
Speedwagon,
not Aerodynamic.
15th of March it comes out. If you want to win a copy, then just go online, register your details, and 5 lucky listeners, etc. All right, www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click on Mark and Lard, but not for long. 08700 100 100 if you would like to be on Mystery Man today, right?
Yep.
We would love to hear from you. Okay, time for
Great Moments in Pop.
Very bright.
Tight
Wilson.
Ending, yes.
Now, before we start this, Roger the Dentist has been on from Kidsgrove saying, thanks for playing New Rose. It was great. We had to stop work and everything. It sounded fantastic. You know, all the excitement and originality of punk, which it does still have, doesn't it?
Of course it does, yeah.
Without
it's a fantastic
question.
Record.
And it says, can I have a biggity big debong for all the girls at my surgery? Kerry, Nina, Jessica and Jenna, who were all born well after the punk era and don't know what I'm talking about.
Biggity big debong!
I still like the idea of there being punk dentists about.
Yes, they're out there. Be careful.
He says, I have New Rose in my collection, but you were talking about, was there an earlier punk single? You know, I think it might have been Stranded by the Saints, which is a great record.
Oh, yeah,
great
classic.
Record. And I looked this up, and as far as I can see, Roger, November 76 was release of New Rose.
Right.
And Stranded by the Saints came out December 76.
Right.
Whether there was an earlier, like, indie release or something in Australia or something, I don't
know.
It's
a bit kind of nebulous anyway, isn't it? Because you had people like the Radio Birdmen in Australia, and the Saints were kind of influenced by them as well. It's a path between the New York Dolls and all those up to the Sex Pistols, isn't it? So, you know, we think that the New Rose was the first punk record, really.
Right.
Yes, we do.
We do. And this is surprising, isn't it? Though, so that Saints got a record out in this country before about 3 or 4 months before the Clash.
Yes,
isn't it? You thought the Clash had been right up there, but probably third or fourth. Anyway, right. It's not about that today.
No.
It was yesterday, but it's not about that. Right. Today it's about
What?
Nearly told him.
Ah!
But I'm not. Here comes episode one.
Right, let's get the phone. Hello? Oh, hello, man. Yep, I have finished it, boy. Yeah, well, it's good, but not great. I know, man. Just seems to be missing that little something. You got any ideas? Oh, you do? Right. Well, what is it then? You cannot be serious. Well, it's your funeral. I'll leave it to you to sort it out then.
Bye.
All right, bye. Yeah. Oh, whatever next. I don't know.
Is it a gift for Friday? I think it's eminently gettable, that, at the first hurdle,
yes.
I must say, right?
Yes.
If you want to have a stab at it, then give us an email either on mark.radcliffe@bbc.co.uk. And the text is 81199. Will you do a massive hungover stop carry on for me 21st, says Paul Smith.
Stop! Carry on!
Not really much to carry on at that point,
no,
was there, really?
Back up.
There you go. Anyway, happy 21st, Paul, right? Which must have been yesterday, I guess. Right, 08700 100 100 for Mystery Man.
BBC Information.
New comedy to Sunday nights on BBC Three. Two pints of lager and a packet of crisps returns for its fourth series. Janet's having second thoughts after finishing with Johnny.
I've made a terrible mistake.
And Johnny's got a new date.
I'm scared stiff. Every time I look at her, I want to wee.
But Johnny's mate Gaz has his usual words of wisdom.
Can't show any weakness with women. And wee-wee's a no-no.
The brand new series of the lives and loves of six mates from Runcorn.
You really are up there, Janet.
Monday proof yourself. Watch Sunday nights on BBC Three. Brand new, two pints of lager and a packet of crisps. Sunday night at 10 on BBC Three.
That's a magic number.
Now I will
tell. Please put up your scent. That's Khalees before that, Evanescence. One. Coming up, LMC, who we seem to be getting a lot.
We do a bit.
And The Darkness, who we also seem to
be.
Plus, we'll play Mystery Man. It's 1:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Andrew Fletcher.
Claire Short's accused of putting spy operations at risk.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat. A former spy chief says Claire Short's claims that Britain bugged the United Nations may damage Secret Service operations. The ex-ministers accused the government of eavesdropping on the UN chief Kofi Annan before the war in Iraq. Sir John Walker says her comments aren't helpful.
She touched on current operations, or may have touched on current operations. Of course, we don't know yet whether it's true. Let us assume that we were doing it. Well, it obviously stopped that operation, hasn't it?
More than 200 people are missing after a ferry caught fire off the coast of the Philippines. The ferry company thinks it may have been started deliberately. A cult leader has been sentenced to death for ordering a nerve gas attack on the Tokyo Underground. 12 people died and thousands were injured in the attack 9 years ago. Mike Tyson's done a last-minute deal to escape a jail sentence. He's been sentenced to do community service in a case about a fight in New York. Protesters wearing pyjamas have braved the cold weather to wave placards outside a hotel in London. Their demo was against the noise from night flights at Heathrow. And Johnny Wilkinson's been given Newcastle's highest honour. The Rugby World Cup winner was awarded the freedom of his adopted city at a packed ceremony attended by his family and teammates. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 2:30.
This is Radio 1.
Mark and Lard, the thinking woman's crumpets.
Radio 1.
Kate Linegar's been on, says, can you do a stop carry on for me toy boy husband Simon?
Stop! Carry on!
Who is 40 today?
Is he? Yeah. Target audience.
Well, there you go. Funny. I've never heard of a Linegar before.
No.
Linegar. Not like vinegar with an L. Never heard of that.
Well,
I suppose there's loads of names I've not heard of, isn't there?
Yeah.
So I don't really think it's a particularly good point that I'm making.
Oh, well. Never mind.
Oh, crap. Real Jim McDonald's been on, says, even though I am gutted, I write with a birthday request to be made today for a birthday. Biggity biggity bong for Lab Rat Graham Falconer, who's 27 tomorrow.
Biggity biggity bong!
He'll try to enjoy it, but he's still gutted as well.
Oh, dear.
All right, that's The Darkness. Before that, LMC. Good afternoon. This is Mark and Lard on Radio 1. Still to come, we've got Lard's Animal Sanctuary.
We certainly have.
A nice exhibit for us today. Well,
it's nice, but sad.
Well, okay.
You know.
I was going to say we'll look forward to it, but it's probably the wrong thing to say.
Double-edged sword, really.
We have got the last in the present series of True or Bluff, but who knows? It might come back in the autumn time
or
whatever.
You never know.
I don't know what Colin and Edith's plans are.
Yeah.
What else do we do? Oh, chart forecast.
Yes,
great
moments
Friday.
Great
pop suggestions, all kinds of stuff, but now... History man, or possibly a skirt. History man, with legs up to here. History man. I apologise, I was quite possibly sensuous. History man, with Patrick O'Malley. All right then, Paul Cunningham's on the line. Cunningo.
Hello.
How are you, mate? You all right?
Yeah, that's bad.
Very good. Where are you?
I'm in Huddersfield.
Wow. We were just talking about this the other day when we were just sort of leafing through Lives of the Saints, you know.
Right.
Because, I mean, you probably get sick of talking about St. Joan of Arc, don't you, there, really?
I do indeed.
Yeah.
I do indeed.
You know,
Maid of Huddersfield.
First thing, although, I mean, interestingly, she did come from Marsden.
She did, yes, yeah. It's a weird little thing.
Well, we're just over the hill from Marsden.
That's it.
Yeah.
And she became known as the Maid of Huddersfield.
Yeah,
indeed.
I mean, is there still a plaque on the reputed spot of the actual burning in Huddersfield?
Oh, there is. There is.
Just by the town hall, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just there this morning.
Oh, right.
Very sad.
Anyway, what are you doing in Huddersfield?
We're wood butchers.
You're what?
Wood butchers.
Wood butchers?
Wow. Yeah.
What, you are a carpenter?
Furniture maker.
Ooh.
Yeah, but just cut up bits of wood and glue them back together and this sort of thing.
But is it all bespoke stuff? Is it hand? Are you a craftsman?
Oh, yes.
Is it tat?
Right.
Yeah, we mostly do churches.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
You can have a look at our website, everyone.
Well, honestly, we'll stay for hours after the show.
Yeah, churchfurniture.co.uk.
Because we were thinking of opening our own church.
Yes.
Well, I don't blame you.
Someone's written down here. Chloe's written down for your lunch. You had beef banjo.
Yeah. It's our local butcher makes these beef and dripping sandwiches. They're
And why is it called banjo?
I'm not sure. It's just a local thing, you know.
A beef banjo.
Yeah.
I thought
Remind me never to go to Huddersfield.
Hey, I'll send you one if you want. They're very nice.
No, you're all right, Tom, mate.
I mean, I eat meat. I love meat, but I don't fancy the sound of that somehow. But, anyway, beef banjo.
Yes, the best sandwich in the world.
The best what?
Best sandwich in the world.
Right, well, OK.
Each to their own,
right,
I think is the phrase.
I've heard of meat bingo, but never beef banjo.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, the worst.
And what do you like doing when you're not eating beef and dripping?
Wood butchering.
Yes, right, fair enough then, you see. His job is his life, a vocation.
Wood butchering, listening to music.
Yeah, very good. All right, mate, nice one. And we've got Ronnie Vince on the line as well. Vinceo.
Hello.
Now, you see... That's not the voice you expect when you introduce Ronnie Vince. You expect some East End gangster. On the show today, we've got Ronnie Vince.
Oh, how you doing? Oh, I'll whip your ears off.
Charlie.
You know, Ronnie Vince.
What's the day off today, you see?
Ah, right. Okay, it's a good name. It's just not the voice you expect, Ronnie Vince. And where are you, Ronnie Vince?
I'm in Halstead, in Essex.
Ah!
Oh, that's a very famous place as well. We do quite well on this part of the show, don't we?
We do. Well, it was just before the show, whilst we were giving our engineer Chris his annual hair wash.
Yeah.
And we noticed that his dandruff is like, you know, there is quite a lot of it.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about dandruff, which of course was invented in Halstead, Essex, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
By Josiah.
Josiah Dandruff. Yes.
Now, strange, I mean, you know, you say invented, but of course, I mean, this was an act of terrorism. I mean, he created the dandruff gene and threatened to release it into the air unless he was given a lot of money. Well, you know all this anyway, I'm telling you.
We all know.
He didn't get the money, threw the genes out, and here we are.
Yeah.
Chris has got dandruff as a result.
All these years later. Have you got dandruff, Ronnie?
No, I think the sky has, though.
Ah, yes. Well, there you go. Right, and what do you do in Halstead, Essex?
I'm a student, but not in Halstead, though.
Oh, right, where?
In Roehampton.
Oh, didn't they invent? Oh, no, it's all right.
No.
What are you a student of?
I do theatre and performance studies.
Theatre and toilet studies?
Yeah, that's the one.
Is that what you said?
No, theatre and performance studies.
A performance?
I thought you said toilet.
I thought that's an interesting combined degree, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You know,
hedging your bets for your future.
Out of work actress, you can work as a lavatory attendant.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see it. Anyway, and what do you like doing when you're not doing theatre studies?
Watching films and going to see bands.
Have you seen anybody good recently?
The last one I saw was Blur, but I had a whole stretch. I had Mogwai, Blur and Radiohead in all all in like 2 weeks.
That'll do nicely.
Sounds all right, doesn't it? Very good. All right, nice to have you on, Ronnie.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll have a tune from the Casanovas, who are from Australia.
Are they now?
And then we will get on with it. They're mates of the Datsuns, apparently. You know,
believable.
Which is believable. The Casanovas and Shake It. It comes out on the 8th of March. They're from Melbourne. There's just three of them. And they're playing the Borderline in London Village, where the Shire Horses once performed, actually, didn't we? The Borderline?
Did we?
Yeah, it was a Radio 1 Christmas party.
We wore
Kiss makeup.
Yes, that was the only memorable part, I think, was it?
We hadn't got the right colour, so it had to be blue lipstick, I think, or something like that. Anyway, they're playing at the Borderline in London Village on Friday the 12th of March, coming all the way from Australia just to play that.
Bless them.
So there you go.
It must be off.
Right. Well, come back a minute. Because I'm going to play that for Mike McCalden, right? And
he
says, banjo butties are any butties that drip down your top, e.g. egg and bacon banjo butties. If you imagine holding the butty in your left hand and pretend you've just dripped stuff down your top. See, hold the butty out to your left, pretend to try to wipe the imaginary sauce off your top. Yeah. Hey presto, you look like you're playing an invisible banjo.
That works.
Hope this helps. Well, it did, Mike. Thank you very much.
Right, I've got to go now.
Okay, bye-bye. Paul Cunningham is Huddersfield bound.
Hello.
Well, Huddersfield born, Huddersfield resident. Is that your understanding of the banjo butty, or has that explained it to you as well?
I've heard there's mythical explanations.
Yes, right, well, there you go. And we got Ronnie Vince.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, it's Ronnie Vince in Halstead, Essex. Right, okay then. Coming through the studio door is today's mystery personality wearing a suit of armour. Good afternoon, sir or madam. Not been madam for a while, actually, has it? Now I think about it. Anyway, pass me the envelope, which will reveal to me your identity, please. Ah, right. Okay, then. Paul and Ronnie, are you ready?
Yep.
Got loads of great prizes here. DVDs, Old Grey Whistle Test, Alfida's Aim Pet, Dukes of Hazzard, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, no.
You know, what a quality, a veritable panoply of things there. We're clearing out the cupboard before the end of March. Right. Okay, here we go. First clue, please.
I am quite well known for my hugger-muggeryisms.
Bernard Manning. Right, Paul, who's that?
Is it Libby Purvis?
Oh, well, it sounded like her, didn't it?
Ah, exactly.
Hello and welcome to midweek.
That's right, yes. No, it's not.
Miss Seanuns on bikes.
Oh, Libby, wait. Oh, it's not?
I was born in 1930. I am not Libby Purvis.
Right. Born in 1930, Ronnie.
Is it Eddie Large?
It's not Eddie Large, no.
Funnily enough, when I was a baby, I was little, and nothing much has changed.
Is it Orlando Bloom?
Oh, Orlando Bloom. It's not, no, it's not.
As a 7-year-old kid at school, I was very well behaved. Rogued at in there, sorry about that. And I used to look up to the 9-year-old prefects. In fact, I still do. Are you getting this?
Hello then, Ronnie.
Is it the same person, the same name as me, Ronnie Corbett?
Well, blimey, Charlotte.
Are they? Is it? Yes. Hello.
Hello, Ronnie. Gosh. Well, that didn't take long, did it?
That was very good, Ronnie.
Thank you.
Ronnie, meet Ronnie.
Hi.
Hello, Ronnie.
And Paul Cunningham.
Well, I'm gutted.
I'm sure you are gutted. You'd better go for another beef banjo or something.
I will.
I mean,
Ronnie Corbett's not Scottish.
Right, okay. I ain't there.
Hello.
I've just been told in there that Ronnie Corbett's Scottish. And he's telling me that I'm Ronnie Corbett. That's ridiculous.
I don't think so. Right, okay, is he?
Maybe I might have been born there, I can't remember. Right. I certainly don't have any of the accent.
Not anymore, Chris, not from what I know.
Pillock.
Right. Well,
yes, hello.
The shampoo's gone to his head.
Yes.
Right, well, Paul, would you like Ronnie Corbett to give you any messages?
Yeah, can you give a big shout out for my partner, Spen, my business partner, because I'm not gay around.
Right.
Are you having a brew then?
Are you having a what then?
Are you having a brew then?
Are you having a brew then?
All right, Paul, well, lovely talking to you.
Thank you. I'm gutted that you're leaving us.
I mean, everything comes to an end on it, Paul.
It means that we might get some work done.
Well, that would never do.
I'm gutted.
That would never do. Listen to Colin and Edith. They'll be great.
Right.
Church furniture, we'll have a look at that because, you know, as I say, we are opening our own church.
How are you now?
Well, send us an email.
Yeah, well, all right, we will do. Right, OK, fairly do's then.
Bye now.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, mate. Yes, yes.
Ronnie.
Hello.
Right, well, you've won all these DVDs or some of them. I don't quite know how it works, or maybe you can have record tokens instead. Anyway, would you like Ronnie Corbett to greet anyone for you?
Yeah, can I have three greetings?
You can have what you like, yeah.
Okay, can I have a no need to Adam, who's driving a dodgy blue van with rubbish alloys?
No need.
Can I have a biggity biggity bong for my brother? It's his birthday today.
Biggity biggity bong, yes.
And choose one for me for Chloe, who's just texted me and said she's listening.
Chloe.
Right, okay. Ronnie, lovely talking to you. And well
you.
Done. That's four clues in. That is very, very. It's not a record. Record is one clue, actually.
Oh.
One first time.
Can I have a request?
You've had plenty. You're getting on the edge now. Go on, what do you want?
I don't want the Thomas the Tank Engine video because I pack it.
Right, hang on then. Throwing it away. All right, you're not getting it. Fair enough. You can always request to reduce the prize. Yeah, no bother. Okay, lovely talking to you,
thank
Ronnie.
You.
See you. Bye-bye.
Yes, yes.
Ronnie.
Yes.
Yes, you're right.
Yes, I'm good, thank you. Yes.
Have we established if you're Scottish or not?
Well, I was born in Scotland, but I left there when I was 4 months old.
So was David Byrne of Talking
Absolutely.
Heads. Born in Dunfermline, wasn't
means
he?
Nothing.
He doesn't speak with a Scottish accent,
yes,
does he?
Yes.
Right. And so how do you feel about it then, I mean?
About what?
Oh, come on, please.
What?
Well,
what are you talking about?
No, come on.
No, come on. No, you come on.
No, please.
No, come on, please.
Come on.
You don't need, surely. What do you mean?
Well.
What?
The big event.
What big event? What do you mean?
Yeah, being disingenuous now, Corbo.
Oh, I am, yes. Oh, right, but yeah. What do you mean?
So what do you think about it?
Oh, I think it's great.
Oh, all right then. Yes. So there you go. It's exclusive on the reformation of Ronnie's and Ronnie's. The two
yes.
Ronnie's are coming
yes,
back,
yes,
aren't
yes.
they?
That's right,
what
yes,
talking
yes.
about.
Yes.
And he thinks it's great.
Yes, it's great. Yes.
All right, well,
yeah,
I'm glad we heard that
yes.
from the little Scottish donkey's mouth himself.
Hootsman.
All right then. Okay. Ronnie Corbett on Radio 1,
bye-bye,
everybody.
Bye-bye,
Hey, this is Pharrell Williams, and we are NERD.
And ladies, I'm not a three-minute man, so get ready.
Also having a Radio 1 night stand will be the hottest new band in Britain.
Franz Ferdinand.
We're in a band called Franz Ferdinand, and this is our Radio 1 night stand.
Punk rock princess Rudy Dahl
and the Distillers.
This is the Distillers, and we're taking over Radio 1. Don't miss it.
And the one and only Vid Miriam.
Radio 1.
Yeah,
we'll be taking over Radio 1 for one night only.
This Monday from 8.
It's a Radio 1 night stand.
Yeah.
Go.
Radcliffe and Riley.
Radcliffe and Riley.
Purveyors of fine radio since 1989.
This is Radio 1.
Lark, can you do a happy 26th birthday in a Claire Rayner style for Slick Daddy Devastated Ellis in Malton, North Yorkshire's birthday tomorrow?
Happy 26th, Lavi.
That was P. Diddy, and I Need a Girl. Before that, it was Kylie and Red Bloody Woman. Before that, it was 50 Cent and In the Club.
Is it Lard's Animal Sanctuary?
It is.
Absolutely. We can answer in the affirmative, certainly, because once again, we welcome Headkeeper Lard.
Hello.
Hello, with more tales of perhaps... Well, animal misfortune.
Yes.
Because it never ceases
abuse.
To amaze me.
Or me.
How cruel people
can be.
Be, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this started yesterday, really. I mean, yesterday morning I dropped the kids off at school and I said, we'll go ratting when
right.
I pick you up.
Yeah.
I know they were looking forward to it. They were looking forward to it. Anyway, I went to pick them up last night. They were in detention.
Oh, right. It was Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah. So yeah. I couldn't have seen it coming.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, what do I do when the kids aren't about? You know?
Mm.
So I went to the zoo.
Right, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not going to say which zoo, because it's pretty shameful.
Right, right. Okay.
Could get me in trouble.
Right.
But I was wandering around the zoo, and it was great. All the usual animals were there, you know.
Well, dogs, cats.
Yeah, all that, yeah. Birds. I mean,
really?
They're not in cages. You're stranger in trees and all sorts, you know.
How do they stop them flying away?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I meant to ask somebody. Anyway, it's not about that. What it was, I was walking.
Self-service
I found this
cafeteria?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And the... This enclosure
yeah.
had these animals in them. Aww.
Yeah, I know. But
hot,
this is it, isn't
hot
it?
Food or just sandwiches?
No, it's both.
Yeah, that's all right.
Chips and pasty, cheese and onion.
That's all right.
And then I had a look, and I didn't know what they were. They have very, very strange animals in zoos. Mm. Things that you've never seen before.
Hamsters. And...
yeah, it was unbelievable. They didn't have any hamsters.
Was it ketchup free, or did you have to pay for a sachet?
I just took a sachet, I didn't ask.
That's it.
Might get in trouble for that.
You don't want to get ripped off 8p if you don't have
yeah,
to,
yeah, exactly. No, I'm anyway, not paying for it.
Go on.
Anyway, I was looking at this animal, and I thought it was a big rat.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't. I asked somebody, and he said it was a kangaroo. Oh.
Yeah.
They're from Wales.
Kangaroo.
Now, it's a lovely, lovely animal. I've got it here with me, as you can see. Very, very special, unusual animal.
Right, yeah.
Now, the thing is, I was just stood there looking at it. I thought, something's not right there.
Mm.
I was looking at it closely.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I saw it had a big slit in its belly. Oh. I thought, what's going on here? There was no keepers or anything, right? Oh. The next minute, there's a little one, like, you know, a mad little nutter kangaroo.
Yeah.
Just ran and jumped in its stomach. Oh. I was sick. I tell you, I threw up out of me cheese pasty. It was gone. It was history.
Salt and pepper on the tables or in little paper...
paper things.
Yeah.
And I jumped over,
yeah,
right? I grabbed this kangaroo round the neck.
Yeah.
I stuck me... this is horrible if you've had your dinner. I stuck my hand in its stomach.
Yeah.
Pulled this thing out. It's like a little mini-me thing. Threw it on the floor.
Yeah.
And give it a right slap round the face.
Yeah.
Right? I said, don't do that. That's sick.
Yeah.
So I got the kangaroo. I had to get it over the back wall.
Right.
Because, of course, I am tantamount to kangaroo napping.
Right, well.
I took it home last night and I've stitched up the gap in its stomach. Aww.
Yeah.
And it seems to be all right now. But I'm not taking it back.
No.
Because, like, nobody else bothered with it. There were people walking around looking at it going, like these. Aww. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
well, it's got a big hole in his stomach. It's a sick world.
Oh, well, that's terrible, isn't
it? Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me how sick people can be.
Well, indeed, yeah, right, yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, is it placid?
It is flaccid at the moment, yeah.
Aww. Right, yeah. Have you got a name for it at all?
Call it kangaroo.
Kangaroo?
Yeah.
Kangaroo. Kangaroo.
Yeah. Apart from the slit, which should heal up, it's got a pooey bum. Yeah. I can sort that out. That's not a big problem.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
There's not a chance that slit was, like, supposed to be there as, like, a kind of,
what?
For want of a better word, pouch or something.
Pouch.
And then it could carry its young or... for want of a better word, Joey, in it, could it? I mean, it couldn't have been that at all.
Well, how should I? I'm not a chuffing zoologist.
Is it Lard's Animal Sanctuary?
Nearly.
Are we there, then?
Oh, what? Chuffing zoologist?
Did we nearly have a lapping up moment?
No, maybe.
Lee, gutted, despondent, unconsolable, and Lee Lemon from grim old Banbury. It's quite nice, Banbury, isn't it?
Mm,
I don't know. Says, can I have a who for my son Harvey, who is one on June the 30th?
Who?
Says, can I get in an early request for the famous circumcision episode of In-Depth Reportage? I don't know if I remember that.
I don't remember that.
Was it Ali Bob Nutshell?
Oh, yes, that's
it, right. Right, okay.
Well remembered, Joe.
All right, then. It's 11 minutes past.
Two.
And we get back to...
Great moments in pop.
Da pop.
Right, let's get the phone. Hello? Oh, hello, man. Yep, I have finished it, boy. Yeah, well, it's good, but, not great. I know, man. Just seems to be missing that little something. You got any ideas? Oh, you do? Right. Well, what is it then? You cannot be serious. Well, it's your funeral. I'll leave it to you to sort it out, then.
Bye.
All right, bye. Yeah. Whatever next. I don't know.
There you go. All right, first one today from Ross Anderson in Langothlin, who is sent in a lot over the years.
Yeah, bless him.
It's not Star Sailor bringing in Phil Spector to produce the last album, is it? No, it's not.
No.
Dan Barrett, somewhere in St. Ives. It says, today's great moment. Is it Steven Tyler making a call to perhaps his producer to aid the promotion of Walk This Way by introducing the first rap rock record crossover with Run DMC?
No, it's not.
Good suggestion, but not right.
Steven Giles in Lutterworth. Is it Fat Harry White being asked to collaborate with the Love Limited Orchestra?
No.
Oh, no. Baron Stephen Von Wynne of Kettering. Is it well-known producer Bob Rock discussing the remix of the already recorded Clangers album on which the Soup Dragons played as session musicians?
Right.
Knows his stuff.
Banger says, was it Neil Young when his record company phoned up for the latest record, which wasn't written, and he then wrote Harvest in one day?
No,
is that right?
Surely not.
Well, I don't know. It's a possibility. Moggy in West Yorkshire said, is it the infamous farce, the Nipplegate affair involving Janet Jackson and the trouser snake?
No, it's not. Lee Lavis from Plimpton. It has to be Kylie phoning up Kathy Dennis, Yorkshire lass, manly voice, to see how she was getting on with writing I Can't Get You Out of My Head. Danny in Brighton, is it George Harrison asking Eric Clapton to play solo on While My Guitar Gently Weeps?
Right. Nope. Is it Victoria Beckham and Damon Dash on her new rap career?
Oof.
Sean in Northampton.
No.
Rob gutted in Sheffield. Is today's great moment the Prodigy getting a guitarist to play on Fat of the Land?
Ah, no, no, it's not. No. Alan Ashbourne, is it Johnny Cash ringing his manager after deciding to put Spanish trumpets on Ring of Fire, a blessing to pile cream manufacturers?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. The Distant Moons. Is it Sir Willard Sargent trying to decide on a suitable barnet for main bunnyman McCulloch, eventually taking the advice of his wife and begrudgingly opting for the famous porcupine styling?
Right, OK. No. Dave's been on, said, is the great moment in pop Graham Parsons asking to be burnt in the desert at the Joshua Tree? And I've just been given a thing. There's, apparently there's going to be a new film starring Johnny Knoxville, who's out of Jackass.
Right.
About that incident, right? The film's going to start. He's going to play the road manager, a guy called Phil Kaufman, who took Graham Parsons' body to burn it in the desert. Right.
And
so it's a Graham Parsons film, which starts with Graham Parsons dying and then follows the story of that. So
very good. Sounds good.
All right, then. So, no, none of those are right. So, if you think you want any more clues, then listen up to episode 2.
Hello? You what? Yeah, sure it is. Come on, is this some kind of joke? Is that you, David? Stop fooling around. Ah, you don't fool me. Is that you, bro? Really? Well, wow. What can I do for you, man? Really?
Me?
You sure?
Me.
Well, yeah, of course I will. It'd be my pleasure, man. I'll see you there. Bye-bye. Wow.
Wow, indeed.
All right, then. So, what is going on there? If you think you know, drop us an email either. mark.radcliffe@bbc.co.uk. The text is 81199. This is the new tune from The Delays. That's The Delays from Southampton and Nearer Than Heaven, and that comes out on March the 22nd.
Chris Moyles at breakfast. One. Go on, admit it. We're the highlight of your day.
Hey, what are the final scores, Rachel?
I've done it wrong, Dave.
You've made a mockery of this. This was going really well, and now it's just shambolic.
Really, have we spoke for this long about the dentist?
Yes.
This is the biggest text reaction we've ever had.
See if you can guess who our mysterious guests are.
Are there two of you?
Yes.
Are you both male?
Yeah.
And did one of you say, I'm coming in to see you soon?
Chris Moyles on Radio 1. Highbrow entertainment for a confused generation. Back Monday morning from 7.
Radio
1. Loneliness killed my world. Loneliness, that's Tom Craft. Let's crack on with the last in the present series of True or Bluff, Radio 1 cerebral word game for dead, dead clever people. Is there anyone on the True or Bluff line today? Hello?
Hello there, babe!
Who's that?
Mr. McCracken!
Right, okay, Mr. McCracken. First name?
Phil!
Right, all right. And what do you do?
What do I do? I do puzzles, Mark. Puzzle mad me!
You not got a job?
A job? Well, not in the traditional sense. I'm a hitman.
Ah.
Yes.
probably best leave that then.
Yes. Right. Don't really want to talk about that. Not no. there, anyway.
Okay. All right then, fair enough. Well, all you've got to do to win a great... You say you're a big puzzle fan, did you?
Puzzle mad, me, mate.
Excellent. All right.
Anyway, those hours.
Okay.
On roofs.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, all you got to do is pick the correct definition of one word.
I know, I heard it yesterday. It's that easy.
All right, well, let me introduce you to today's esteemed panel. First of all, we've got Dr. Peregrine Hardwick, Professor of Conundrums at Pampas College, Cambridge.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Peregrine. Oh. Yeah, yeah. And also we've got Voluptua Venus, lap dancer, glamour model and Floozy Magazine's Miss Legs Akimbo.
Hi there, Phil.
Hello.
Are you in need of a little glamour in your life?
No, thank you.
Would you like have a personal show in the comfort of your own home?
Pass.
It could be just you and me, private and intimate.
Thanks for the offer, don't be gobbled
up. Okay, right, well, let's get on with the game, shall we?
Yep.
All right, one ring of Jeff Skelton's bell reveals to me that today's word is Grimdabanoop Quexfriedelguinny. Okay, then. All right, so let's get on with the definition.
Did you say Grimdabanoop Quexfriedelguinny, Mark?
I did, yes.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. Definition from...
Grimdabanoop Quexfriedelguinny?
That's right, yeah.
In our tight split cross leotard, Mark?
Well, let's find out, because I'm going to get a definition.
I think it is, you know, Grimdabanoop Quexfriedelguinny. Oh. I think it's usually made out of cling film and sandpaper in it.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to get Dr. Peregrine...
Grimdabanoop Quexfriedelguinny. Made in Taiwanese sweatshops by impoverished ladyboys, if I remember rightly.
Well, shall I ask Dr. Peregrine Hardwick?
Is a Grimdabanoop Quexfriedelguinny usually worn by Lithuanian... ironic. Push me luck. Usually worn by Lithuanian negresses.
Hoist by your own split crotch leotard.
Is a Grimdabanoop Quexfriedelguinny.
All right, well, let's find out if you are right. It's a possibility, isn't it?
Yes.
We'll see. Right, Dr. Peregrine Hardwick, please.
Oh, well, during my undergraduate days at Brasso College, Oxford, in the late 40s, on Friday afternoons I'd be invited for tiffin in the panelled rooms of my tutor, Dr. Cyril Bott. And after giving me a nice muffin, he would show me his collection of fossilised sea creatures. One of which was a Grimdabanoop Quexfriedelguinny, which is a large, brownish Caribbean starfish.
Oh, right, okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Hardwick. Here's a definition from me now. Are you all right there, Phil?
Not bad.
Right, okay, here we go, right. A Grimdabanoop Quexfriedelguinny is a miniature Bratislavan golf buggy used by lame squirrels.
No, it's not.
Is it right? Oh.
No, it's not that, is it?
All right, well, you've got one more definition to go from Voluptua Venus.
Hi there, Phil.
Hello.
Oh, are you still there for me? Oh, I'm here for you, big boy.
And?
Well, a Grimdabanoop Quexfriedelguinny is a tight split crotch leotard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Made out of cling film and sandpaper.
Stand up!
Oh, I haven't finished yet.
I am.
Let me tell you, it's made in Taiwanese sweatshops by impoverished ladyboys.
You said that, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. You're so intelligent.
I know that. Don't patronise me.
It's worn by Lithuanian negresses.
At least you got that out right.
You didn't just say that, did you?
Yeah, no, right, I didn't know. Lithuanian negresses. Yeah,
right. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. That sounded pretty similar to what you thought it was there.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm having second thoughts now.
Are you? What?
Yeah, I mean, that cat is well amongst the pigeons, I tell you.
Is it? Right.
Mm. Yeah, you know.
Well, I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
Do you know what?
What?
I'm going to have a stab at Peregrine's brownish starfish, Mark. I definitely am.
Okay, well, it was Dr. Peregrine Hardwick who said that, so can you reveal to us if that definition, please, Peregrine, was true or bluff?
Well, I'm terribly sorry, Phil. I'm afraid it's bluff.
Yeah!
Right, well, who had the correct definition?
It was me, Mark.
It was Voluptua Venus.
Do you know what? You won't believe it, Mark.
What?
I've got a party of Lithuanian niggas is coming out later on.
Have you?
I've got a dozen impoverished Taiwanese ladyboys running up Grimdabanoop Quexfriedelguinny in a cultured as we speak.
There is a pretext.
Joss Stone. One. Coming up, DK and J-Lo, and also we've got Great Moments in Pop Big Reveal, and also the chart forecast, so quite a lot to get in. And it's 2:31. News with Georgina Bowman.
Claire Shorts will have to wait to find out whether she'll keep her job.
BBC. Radio 1.
In the last hour, Claire Short's bosses have said they're still trying to decide whether to punish her for claims they spied on the leader of the United Nations. The former minister says she was right to talk about phone taps. David Blunkett, the Home Secretary.
I've taken the decision that we will, in the light of day, reflect on what has happened, how best to deal with the situation. I think the last thing we want is a knee-jerk reaction.
We're expecting a big announcement about Leeds United's future this afternoon. The Premiership club owe £80 million. And we've just heard their shares have been suspended. That means no one can buy or sell any for the moment. We'll keep you updated with what's happening.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
More than 1,000 schools across the country are closed because of heavy snowfalls. It's been a nightmare for drivers with accidents all over Aberdeenshire, the northeast and west of England and Wales. A couple from Wakefield have gone to court because they weren't told someone was murdered in a house they'd bought. Alan and Susan Sykes only found out when they saw a TV programme and lost thousands of pounds when they put it on sale. But the new tenants, who've just arrived from Sydney, say no one told them either.
As we walked around the corner, a fellow came over and was saying, do you know about the history? We said, no, we know nothing of it. He mentioned it and asked us what we thought about it. We had no idea.
Prison terms for killing someone in a car crash are going up from today. Before now, the most you could get for dangerous driving was 10 years. Now it's 14. Channel 4 and Channel 5 are in talks about merging. Bosses reckon it could be the only way to be rich enough to challenge ITV. Good news for the Football League 72 teams. There's going to be a bit more cash to share around after a new sponsorship deal with Coca-Cola's been signed. They won't tell us how much for, but it's reported to be the biggest deal in their history. League chairman Brian Mawinney.
The news is good for clubs because as this is a significant sponsorship deal, they can look forward to receiving a little more from us next season than ever they have had in the past.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 3:30.
This is National Radio 1.
Sometimes I feel like I'm in Barcelona.
J-Lo. Quiet Piper.
Like that.
Nah.
Right, that was J-Lo. Before that was DK and Epsilon. I love Epsilon.
Oh, Epso, I call him.
Gonna miss her so much.
Yes.
Anyway, it's nearly 22.
Three.
On Radio 1. Good afternoon, Mark and Lard here. Nathan in Devon says, can I have the very last Kooi raspberry?
Well, yeah,
you but might do, but when would that be? Not now.
No.
Is it? No, now is not a time for that. And we do a biggity biggity bong and keep on plotting in the free world to raise spirits as we enter the second season on our allotment from the distant moons.
Biggity biggity bong!
All paralysed and gutted at Moon's
oh,
HQ.
Dear,
bless there you go. Right, we've got Great Moments in Pop, a big reveal coming very shortly. And it being a Friday, we've got the chart forecast. These are the Chili Peppers. By the way, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Okay, time to go back to...
Great Moments in Pop!
Oh. Okay, then. Episodes 1 and 2 again.
Right, let's get the phone. Hello? Oh, hello, man. Yep, I have finished it, boy. Yeah, well, it's good, but, not great. I don't know, man. Just seems to be missing that little something. You got any ideas? Oh, you do? Right. Well, what is it then? You cannot be serious. Well, it's your funeral. I'll leave it to you to sort it out, then.
Bye.
All right, bye. Yeah.
Hello? You what? Yeah, sure it is. Come on, is this some kind of joke? Is that you, David? Stop fooling around. Ah, you don't fool me. Is that you, bro? Really? Well, wow. What can I do for you, man? Really?
Meow.
You sure?
Meow.
Well, yeah, of course I will. It'd be my pleasure, man. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Okay, then. So, what was going on there? Daniel Ocock has been on. It's from Bars. He said, is it Britney Spears asking Prince Harry for a night out?
Nope.
Is it the Queen phoning Brian Wilson to ask him to perform at the 2002 Jubilee? Jim Boy Hayward?
No. No, it's not Trev in a snowed-out part of Ireland. By any chance, would it be the incredibly nervous Beaker from the highly acclaimed The Muppet Show talking to his manager about his appearance on the smash hit Muppet song, Menomina?
Right.
Yeah. See where you're coming from. Now then, we've got Erotic Baubles Gareth. Play Warlock, please, he says. The great moments in pop, it's either Scooter from The Muppet Show, you see, or Dave Grohl putting together an eclectic mix of vocalists for his Probot album.
Right, no, that's not right. Miles O'Toole in central Scotland. Is it the Was Not Was Brothers phoning up Kim Basinger for Shake Your Head?
Ah.
Red Ledge, Pet Shop Boys hooking up with Liza Minnelli to create Losing My Mind. And Rob O'Shea, is it Burt Bacharach inviting Noel Gallagher to join him for a rendition of This Guy's In Love With You and his Royal Festival Hall gig?
Ah, that's a good call, but it's not right. Jojo, is it Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth doing something involving Van Halen, maybe some sort of tour with them together?
Well, no, but...
No. And Kev Sutherland, Kev in Sunderland, is a great moment in pop. John Lydon doing the vocals on Left Field's Open Up.
Right, okay.
Nope.
No, not right. Someone mentioned Van Halen there.
Go back a bit.
Right, Stephen Bolton, here's some unlucky people, right? He was sort of nearly there, really. Stephen Bolton, is today's moment anything to do with Mr. Wacko Jacko's Thriller album, where I think his record company thought it was a bit Bobbins and asked him if he had anything else to go on it, and he came back with Beat It and Billie Jean.
Well,
Chunky Si Smith said, is it Nile Rodgers talking to Wacko Jacko on the phone and being presented with the idea of getting Vincent Price to do the voiceover for Thriller?
That's a good call.
Very close. Glenn Mattingly says, dear lads, unmistakably Quincy Jones talking to Michael Jackson about the Thriller album. Unmistakably. And Jacko suggesting Vincent Price. Again, you see.
So
just
close.
Just right at the end there. That was all pretty much right, except it was Michael Jackson phoning up Eddie Van Halen.
Of course it was.
Which at the time seemed such a wow.
When, yes.
Like now, you know, people collaborating from different parts. But at the time, a white rock guitarist appearing on Michael Jackson, the world's foremost black artist record.
Yep.
It was just revolutionary. People say, God, I don't believe that.
Yes.
You've got to really transport yourself back to 1983 to realise what a kind of shock that was. Because now it just seems so obvious.
It didn't happen, did it?
It's great. And so in the first one, he was Quincy Jones, of course, the producer. And Michael Jackson on the phone, have you finished the mix? Yeah, I've finished it. Is it all right?
It needs a bit of something,
mm. Right? Have you got any ideas, Michael? Hi, right? Second one was the phone ringing at Eddie Van Halen's house. There were clues in there. You know, he thought it wasn't Wacko Jacko because it just sounded such a wild idea.
Yep.
Is that you, David? David Lee Roth.
Yep.
Come on, bro. His brother, Alex Van Halen.
Yep.
Who's the drummer in Van Halen, of course. It was all there, right? But we had one winner.
Oh, after the first hurdle.
One winner at the first hurdle from Rich Gutted McDitch in Nottingham.
Very good.
It Michael Jackson pitching the idea of getting Eddie Van Halen to play a riotous guitar solo on Beat It?
Excellent.
Absolutely. A worthy winner. And
well,
here's
done.
How it all happened. Not there. No, we'll have Red Hot Chili Peppers again if we're not careful. Here's how it all happened.
2 hours later at Ocean Way Recording Studios, Los Angeles, probably.
I'm here!
Hello, Eddie Man.
Hello, Quincy.
Hello, Pluto.
Hello, Mickey. Michael, whatever. So what exactly do you want me to do?
Well, I think what Michael wants is for you to learn some of your trademark white boy American badass hammering on lead guitar licks to juxtapose with the essential Afro-Caribbean pop idiom of Michael's oeuvre, therefore creating a revolutionary synthesis of genres, man, that will undoubtedly be seen in the future as a great moment in pop. Right on. Is that right, Michael?
Hello, Pluto.
I'll take that as a yes. So, have you got that, Eddie?
Not really, man, but I'll just plug in. Now, give me a nudge when the gap for the solo comes and I'll play as many notes as I can in the shortest possible time. Will that do?
Yes.
Hello, Pluto. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, here goes. Like that, you mean?
Oh, don't sound quite right, man.
Yeah, you having it, man?
Oh,
yeah, I'm cooking.
got a bad feeling about this.
Hello, Pluto!
Eddie, I think that means now, man.
Yeah, man, that'll be fine.
Great, I'm out of here.
Didn't hang around, did he?
He didn't know, mercenary or what?
Well done, Rich Gutted McDitch in Nottingham, right? Pirricked it all out correctly. It was Eddie Van Halen doing the guitar solo on Beat It, and it sounded great.
It did.
It's a great song, and it sounded great. So, yeah, well, he's practising. He only had one run at it.
He's only human.
It was like Robert Fripp doing the guitar on Hero. Oh. He didn't know it before he did it, did he? There you go. All right, well, thanks very much for listening. We will see you again on Monday. We've got Matt Hills from Aqualung as well, who's coming in to play some shows. Is he coming on his own? Just him on the piano or... Oh, and his brother, yeah, Ben, is it? Ben, yeah.
Great.
We got Aqualung on the programme on Tuesday, performing live. I don't think there's anything else out of the ordinary.
We're not on next Friday.
We're not on next Friday. And I think next week today it will be Nimone, OK? So thanks to Nimone for doing that. Sarah Cox is coming up after us anyway, OK? So have a good weekend, doing whatever you're doing. We'll leave you with the all-important chart forecast.
And now the weekly chart forecast, issued by the Chart Office... Today, Friday the 27th of February 2004. The general chart synopsis. Positions 40 to 30, unsettled. 20 to 10, stable. Top 10, severely unstable. Doubt, no. Bathwater coming in steadily. Stefani Gwen, front, flat. Board, ironing. Band, rest of... Blokes, renter. Long-term future outlook. Hut, pizza. Life, west. Dismal squall in from Irish Sea. Bacon, boiled. Eggs, coddled. Obvious, stating the. Outlook, grim. Shower, dreary. May take time to clear. Frap, gold. Allison, panty line visible. Night in, good one. Cherry, black. Sounds, sensuous. Dreams, wet. Rising steadily. Top 20 expected. John, Elton. Wide front coming in. Barnett, changeable. Brunette, possibly becoming brighter later. Carpets, allied. The heart of every girl. Knowledge of, limited. Andre, Peter. Comeback, tragic. Jungle, loser. Jordan, breakfast eaten four. On, hard. Hair, chip pan. Mysterious girl coming in fast. May reach top before falling rapidly. Very rapidly. And that concludes the chart forecast, issued at 14:50 M&L time today, Friday the 27th of February 2004. Ahead of the official chart show with Wes, this Sunday, 4 till 7.